Day two of the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show continues, and I've returned. Ed Wellman's stayed in Lincoln, but great news, because we are joined by a dynamic duo of co-presenters, Midweek Drivettes extraordinaire, Graham Harper and Bernadette Harper. Graham, how are you?
I'm absolutely knackered.
And Bernadette?
Very, very well.
Bernadette, comment ça va?
Ça va très bien. I feel great. Absolutely great.
Now, the theme of this year's drama, this year's wonderful flower show, is, as you can see there, the drama of the dark side. You're actually standing in what is now officially the Northeast's largest indoor exhibition space. It's rebuilt this year. We built it especially for you, Goodself, so it's the first ever North of England Horticultural Society show that's actually been hosted here. What are your initial thoughts, Graham?
It looks smashing. I can't wait to have a look, see what's going on.
And as you can see there, the sort of the gothic horror of the crypt and a variety of other things. There's a whole range of deadly nightshades and other aspects in there. But the good news is there's also a lighter side, because NAFAS, I'll say that again, NAFAS, the National Association of Flower Arranging Societies.
It's an unfortunate NAFAS, but well done, NAFAS.
They have actually got a theme which is all to do with pantomimes, which we're going to have a look at as the day proceeds. We've got a number of interviews, we'll be working our way through that. This is your first ever North of England Horticultural Flower Show, Bernadette?
Yes, this is the first time, and it looks splendid. I mean, this display here about the dark side is really attractive.
Well, exactly. I mean, it ties in with our next sort of event in a few weeks' time, which will be Hallow Scream at the York Maze.
I hope it's not as naff as I am.
For those folk who were listening to our output yesterday and were saying, where's Camilla Harrison? Where's the voice of the show? It's all right. She's back today. Good to see you as ever, Camilla.
It's lovely to be here. Nice to see you.
Now, yesterday, of course, we realised you were doing the usual activities of a whirling dervish, coping with the BBC and other sort of broadcasters that are actually available other than Siren and Southside. But all things told, a good successful day one.
Oh, it was a fantastic day yesterday. We had BBC breakfast here in the morning with the lovely Matt Taylor doing the weather. So that was a fantastic start to the day. Then we've had all the major news agencies here at the giant vegetables, which always make fabulous pictures. And then we had lots and lots of lovely visitors, so it couldn't have been better.
Exactly. Particularly taken by the huge carrot, and indeed bizarrely shaped carrot was actually there, which actually made the front pages of many of the Nationals, well, at least the pages of the Nationals.
Yes, indeed. They always love the giant veg. And some people find it difficult to actually tell what the vegetables are, because, of course, it's not about how beautiful they are. It's about how much they weigh. So it doesn't matter how ugly they are. Every knobbly bit counts.
And that's a quote which only you could come out with, Camilla, and in fact I might use that as the strap line. A few moments ago, of course, we're speaking to the legendary Harpers, Graham, the BBC, an organisation well known to Goodself with work on Doctor Who, directing that, a new and classic. Your first ever Harrogate Flower Show, though.
It certainly is, and gosh, triffids, Daleks, I mean, they all get beaten by the vegetables, don't they? The sizes of some of the vegetables are quite extraordinary as you walk in for the first time and you see all that extraordinariness, I can't say it.
First photo shoot, of course, Camilla, with the Harpers was just in front of the crypt, because I thought that was very nice for the Gothic area. And I gather that tomorrow, no spoilers here, but we are talking, as Nick Smith alluded to earlier, about pop-up Morris dancing zombie people.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. We have a theme this autumn called the dark side. And talking about triffids, we have some carnivorous plants of our own here. They are a tad smaller than a triffid, but we'd be glad to see one here if someone manages to find one.
It's a thought. Bernadette, you are a horticultural expert from this particular perspective, and also I think it's wonderful, Camilla, we've got a French exhibitor literally outside the press office for Bernadette to chat to as well from that perspective. So great stuff there. But your thoughts initially, Bernadette, because you've obviously experienced both Chelsea and here.
Well, I am not an expert, sorry, but I am looking forward to seeing all these knobbly bits Camilla mentioned and... And also the triffids-like plants and all this. Yes, I am really looking forward to that.
And as you know, Camilla, the acronym NAFAS, it just carries with it so many natural sort of scenarios there, including pantomime themes for this year.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, we have pantomime theme for our autumn floral art. So famous stories, Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, I think there's an Aladdin. And it's a fun subject, and it also gives the ladies a lot to work with in terms of how they interpret it. So I have to confess I haven't managed to see it yet because it was a bit mad yesterday. But I'm going to do my rounds shortly, and I'll be enjoying that.
Graham, any questions?
Given the size of this event, just remind us of what you do and how you were just talking earlier about how Thursday was your key day, the start of your event, as it were. What happened? How did your week start?
Well, I manage the public relations and the media side of the show, for the show, the marketing. And so the day before the show opens on the Thursday or Wednesday, if it's a spring show, that's a big day for the media to come along and do their previews for the show. So my show day is always very front-loaded. It's always the front end of the week. And so by the time I get to the Saturday, it's quietened down a little bit. But no, it's about making sure that all of the media have got what they need, and that they know where to find the best pictures, lots of colour, and people that they want to speak to, like our show director for interviews.
Everybody wants to speak to Nick Smith.
I know, poor man is pulled in so many different directions. We're thinking of cloning him, though.
Yeah. Well, you're in the right place.
It's a whole new world. Camilla, for the moment, many thanks to you. But, of course, we've not mentioned the excitement that will be the official Harrogate Spring Flower Show. Would you like to just plug that?
Yes, indeed. The Spring Flower Show for 2017 will be the 20th to the 23rd of April. We're already well in advance with our plans for that. We're looking forward to a fantastic show. And so we hope that all of our autumn visitors will come back in April next year.
Actually, there is one other question, because size, as many folk have actually said, usually male, isn't everything. You have a teeny tiny tomato as well, I go. You've had the gigantomato, the giant ones, but you've also got a teeny tiny one as well.
Yes, we had a little competition within the show team and our council members at the North of England Horticultural Society, and we all had a gigantomo plant, because gigantomo was a new class last year for giant tomatoes. And we all had a plant to take home and see who could grow the biggest tomato plant. Unfortunately, our chairman, Chris, brought in what I think must be the world's smallest gigantomo tomato. But it makes a fabulous picture next to the winner, which is somewhat bigger.
Can I ask another question? How did you become what you are? How did you get into doing the job you're doing?
Gosh, that's a very long story.
A few days.
How long have you got? In a nutshell, I'm actually a journalist by training. So I spent some time in journalism, and then I went into industry. And so I joined the Flower Show about 5 years ago, and we've had lots of fantastic fun since. But I am, it's kind of, sorry for the cliche, but it's poacher turned gamekeeper.
Ah.
Is it really 5 years, Camilla, since we first started connecting with you, good self, in this whole thing? I can't, 5 English years, outrageous.
It is. My first show was autumn 2011. And, yes, it's a blur ever since.
Well, we've commenced our audio promenade in the vegetable hall here. Hall 1, of course, a giant vegetable competition. Bernadette, have you ever seen the like of those onions?
Oh, no, this is the first time I see that size, and they don't look real to me. I want to touch them and peel them off, really.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're necessarily allowed to touch the exhibits, although that didn't stop Ed Wellman yesterday. Sorry, Ed. But Graham, from your own point of view, are you more of a giant carrot man, a giant cucumber person? What are your thoughts initially?
I'm impressed. I'm actually an onion man. I do like me onions. But looking at this, look at these two carrots here. This is extraordinary. They're about 5 foot long. The points look very, very dangerous, don't they? And one's very, very orange, which is lovely. I bet you'll see very well when you've had one of those.
Well, we'll hopefully actually sort of try and catch one or two sort of the exhibitors here to just sort of show that. I think somebody over there by his marrows looks quite interesting. As we continue to progress our little audio promenade in association with the joys of Pharma Nord, nutritional supplements, and for Siren FM and Southside Broadcaster. We've managed to identify a fine soul who's wearing upon his person the National Vegetable Society Northern Branch, and your name is?
Paul Henshaw.
Paul, delighted to touch base with your good self. Graham Harper, television director, actor, owner, and Bernadette Harper, our reporter today. Graham, you cannot believe the size of these vegetables.
I cannot. I find it extraordinary, and I would love to know what the desire is to grow the biggest or the largest or the heaviest. What is it?
Well, the biggest and the largest and the heaviest are actually over in that direction. Ah, we are growing for quality on here.
Thank you. That's good to really hear, because I want the quality. I'm not desperate about the size. It's actually the taste.
And what's the secret to good quality vegetables?
that's a showstopper. Is that one there? They've got to be capable of being eaten. The vegetables on the National Vegetable Society stand. The show. If they're not capable of being eaten, they're not fit to show. So that's one of the main things, to be honest with you. So you've just got to grow them to the best of your ability.
In order to win a prize, is the judging the taste as well, or is it?
There's no taste. You can't taste them.
They wouldn't be there otherwise if no. They hadn't been tasted.
I believe in Ireland they have a potato class where they cook the potatoes. They have one of the potatoes cooked and they eat it, but not over here. Everything's raw over here.
So how can you tell whether the quality is so wonderful? In the judging, I mean.
If you read the judging manual, it puts everything in place on what the quality is, and the quality is based on fit for eating, as in kitchen capable, edible. I know you can't taste it, but it's... The beans, the runner beans, you snap the runner bean, and if it snaps cleanly, that means there's no string in it, and it's going to be edible. If it snaps and it's full of string and what have you, and beans, it's past being edible.
I'm so sorry. I'd love to see people going to markets and doing that, because there would be uproar, wouldn't there? Snapping the beans in half to test whether they're string or not.
Perhaps you should try them as well. You should taste them as well.
Yes,
yeah.
Agree.
Yeah, the runner beans, not the broad beans.
That is it.
Yes.
Well, so really, tomorrow, at the end of the day, there should be a big pot there, and people should be having a big banquet and try all these vegetables to test them. Because that would be the real test, wouldn't it?
Perhaps they should.
It's a thought. Listen, many thanks for your time. How can people get in touch with the National Vegetable Society? Presumably there is a website.
There is a website, National Vegetable. Just type National Vegetable Society in, and it's a national thing, England, Scotland, Wales. There's a district association in Ireland as well, I believe.
But we forgot one main question. What are the vegetables you grow?
I specialise in onions, but not this year, unfortunately.
In onions, but not this year.
No, I haven't done so well this year.
Did you do anything this year?
I've grown a few things this year, but not to this standard.
It goes up every year. How's the show been for yourself? I mean, have you enjoyed it?
I have. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyable. Yes.
Now, Graham, for those people who are looking at the photographs on our facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting page, they might want to know, why have we taken a photograph of a tomato named Pablo?
It's not a tomato. I have a feeling it's this beetroot, isn't it?
You're quite right. It's obviously not a tomato, as you rightly say. It's...
Or a potato, because it's right between the two. I'm absolutely surprised to see it. I'm flattered, because it means maybe I look like a bit of a beetroot. And the reason why it's fascinating to me is because several years ago, when my grandchildren, two boys, were calling me granddad, I said, oh, no, you don't call me granddad. You can call me Pablo, because I jokingly didn't want to be called granddad because I felt so old.
You're not Clive Dunn.
But it was a joke, and guess what? Fool that I am, my grandchildren now call me Pablo, and granddad seems to have gone out the window.
Either potato, beetroot, or possibly tomato.
Yes. One of those should be quite embarrassed at being called Pablo.
Well, Bernadette, you have rightly discovered the knobbly bits on the potatoes and some rhizome roots.
Speechless. Gobsmacked.
And when we actually look at this giant carrot, there's actually sort of one from this.
It looks ugly. It really looks ugly. Oh, triffids, yes. I can't watch. I just can't watch.
I'm sure to its initial sort of friends, it's all, you know, quite lovely from that sort of point of view. But Graham, your thoughts on that? I always like to think of it as a hairy tomato, really, a hairy carrot even.
That's a very hairy carrot, isn't it? It looks like something from the bottom of the ocean.
Seaweedy.
has been grown and indeed is a winner in the giant vegetable class here at the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show.
What do you think they win as the winner? Just the accolade, or do they get...
Is that not enough?
Maybe they get lots of baby carrots.
Well, certainly, I think in terms of the giant tomato, the Gigantomo, I think there's a top prize of £1,000 that's available. So that's not too bad.
Ah, that's... I thought there might be something...
Now, we've talked about vegetables, but of course it is autumn, season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, as we alluded to with Nick yesterday. And we're at the fruit stand now. Graham, again, some substantial exhibits here in terms of apples, pears and more.
There are, and I can see grapes. It's a fantastic range of fruit, especially grapes, which I know I think are quite difficult to grow in this country, but I suppose there must be many people who think they're very easy. I don't know.
Climate change.
Climate change will change everything. Absolutely.
Opening up a whole range of things from that point of view.
I'd never thought of that, of course, yeah.
Bernadette, your thoughts on this segment of the hall?
I am really amazed. I mean, for example, here you have thornless blackberries. I didn't know that it existed. Has it been engineered or does it grow naturally? I'd like to know. Well, we'll because try. I'd love to have thornless blackberries in my garden.
We will attempt to find out. Let's see if we can track down one of these wonderful stewards who might have one or two sort of thoughts to actually add to us here. Interesting, this one, National Vegetable Society, variety unknown. Yes, out of the unknown. Two out of the unknown.
They do look like blackberries. Huge blackberries.
Graham, we have brought you to the onions.
Yes, someone seems to know their onions, don't they? Look at that.
First time, I think it must have been about 9 or 10 years ago, I saw these onions. I thought they were unfeasibly large. But really what we've got here is, I suppose, the creme de la creme of the onion setup.
Oh, the onion de la onion.
Green onions, oh, green the embergies.
But I just wonder what they taste like. I wonder whether the taste has been weakened by the size or whether they're really strong and powerful. Maybe they're inedible, I've no idea.
Well, actually, I mean, the privilege accorded to your good selves for being allowed to taste the pears is phenomenal. Hilary, I think, obviously took a liking to both your fine folk.
Well, she did suddenly find this pear to give us. I don't know whether she had a little pile underneath to say, oh, we have one of those.
No,
you.
No, I mean, they're
but they were yes, terrific. Yes.
No, I think you are belittling this... this lady, I think, it was all on this playground.
No, there was one hidden, something.
Not to be.
But however, it had been. It was wonderful.
It is interesting to know that so many varieties are disappearing. It is terrible, really. But something has to be done.
The taste was different, so.
Yes.
We shall progress, I think, to speak to show director Nick Smith. And also, I think we're going to go to have a look at some of the gardening tools that are just over there before we continue our little coverage here with Bernadette and Graham Harper at the fabulous 2016 North of England Horticultural Society Autumn Flower Show. Nick Smith, day two, and you're looking as fresh as ever.
I think it's all a facade, Alex, but yes, we're feeling good. Second day and we're feeling
top
good.
Top show director. Now, I know when we did our first phone link for this show a few weeks back, when I said we might have a possibility of BAFTA award-winning TV director Graham Harper joining us, you're quite excited.
Very much so. And in the flesh now, in the flesh.
So, Nick, would you like to ask the Harpers any questions about what their experience of the flower show has been so far?
I would love to. What do you think?
I don't know what I was expecting, but when I walked in... into the big hall here, and saw the first thing was massive, massive onions. I've never seen onions so big. And then strange fruits on one side and stranger long carrots. I was quite surprised. And why? So I asked somebody, why? And that person said, no, my particular interest is not the size. I'm more the quality. So he talked about his vegetables, which were about the quality of the taste of the vegetables. So I'm still interested to know why anybody wants to grow the largest, biggest and strangest looking vegetable.
I think you're absolutely right, because we've historically had our own championships, which are the quality. You know, and that's the beautiful leeks you see, the beautiful carrots you see, and so on. And they are in themselves works of art. And then more recently, in the last few years, we've brought on the giant championships, which are really just about scale. And there is nothing more than people are just growing them for the fun of growing them, you know. I mean, they do take it seriously. You know, no, it is proper competition. But certainly it's just purely about how wide that beetroot can be, it's how big that cabbage can be, it's how much that onion weighs. But yeah, it's something that has been taken up, I mean, in America as well. It's very, very popular in America. They always win the pumpkin championships because the scale that they can grow is just absolutely incredible.
Do you ever have a tasting competition? So you can take... I'm just checking, because...
They aren't eating,
as far as we know. I think from our point of view, I mean, obviously they've been cut for a while in terms of fruit and veg, but certainly I wouldn't like to comment on whether the taste would be good or bad, but I think generally they're just used for show rather than actually eating.
Oh, that's really interesting. Okay.
Has to go to Taste of Yorkshire for the actual sort of taste scenario, sort of perspective.
I think we should ask one of the exhibitors to give us one.
You may say that, Graham. I couldn't possibly comment. Meanwhile, Bernadette, thoughts from yourself?
I'd love to taste them. Yes. I think it's a shame that...
the big one's huge.
Yes, I think somebody has to try.
Well, to be fair, I did take a celery home, two celeries home last year, the year before, which were about 4 foot long, and I did try to make celery soup,
right,
which was fine, but it took so much chopping, I was there for about 2 weeks. So actually, in future, I'll just go to a tin can, I think. But, you know, it was. I didn't want to see waste, that's what it was. So I thought, I'll take those and make some celery soup.
But where did you have to remove a lot of fibres when you cut them off?
No, all went into the pot, Bernadette. All went into the pot.
Okay, because normally you try to remove the long strings because they are a little bit hard to chew.
It was a little stringy, to be fair. But I think I was just amazed by myself at the fact I managed to chop up all this amount of celery into this amount of soup. So.
See, tying in with Doctor Who, of course, Graham, celery and all sorts of things being Peter Davison's case of Andrew's Eye moment.
Oh, yes, I saw him off and his bit of celery. No, poor Peter.
It's one of the most surreal interviews I've done, Nick, in the entire sort of time of covering this whole sort of thing.
That's a good point, actually. There are things that do look slightly otherworldly in there.
Yes, they do.
And I think things like the beetroot and things like
yes.
Those sort of giant knobbly things, you couldn't create that in a sci-fi film, I don't think.
And also we found one called Pablo. That was really, really fun.
Really?
A bit of beetroot called Pablo. I want to know why.
Yeah, it's a strange world. Graham, any questions you'd like to put to Nick?
I'd love to know how you begin. How do you begin to start to organise such a vast and diverse exhibition?
I think from our point of view, we're very, very lucky in that we have a lot of people that are very committed to the event. But, you know, the autumn show especially, we do two a year. We do the spring and the autumn. But the autumn especially, we have a lot of people who grow specifically for our show, for our event, and want to come. And this is their sort of shop window, if you like, for what they can do. And certainly, so as well of our championships, the National Vegetable Society, Northern Championships, and so on. So we really host all of these different events under one roof. All of those specialist societies or amateur garden societies that you can see, dahlias, chrysanthemums, and things like that, they all use us as a shop window for what they do, because otherwise they just wouldn't get that opportunity to show off their work to such a large audience, and we're grateful for that.
Do you have to turn anybody away because you're over-subscribed?
In some areas, yeah, in some areas we do. I mean, generally with the fruit and vegetables, in terms of the classes there, we don't know until staging night. We have an idea on how many people have sort of put down on the list that they want to come, but until the staging night, we don't know how many will actually stage. So it's a bit of a sort of catch-22 in terms of how many tables do you put out, how much display do you make, but it all tends to work all right in the end. Some years more entries than others, but that just depends on the weather, the circumstances and things like that.
Sorry.
No, of course.
When do you begin?
Begin planning for the show?
Yeah.
About 18 months ahead. About 18 months. About a year and a half. Yeah.
All right. So you've got two on at the same time then. You're working one while you're...
Three,
you're
really.
Or three, yeah.
Possibly four.
But that, I mean, that's really just in the case of things like promotion and things like that, making sure that everything is out there. Schedules and things like that need to go out in good time to allow people to commit to growing these things, because, of course, they don't just grow in 3 weeks. You know, they take the 9-12 months that we need to get them going.
Are you a gardener?
I'm a hobby gardener. I'm certainly not the class of many of these people out here with their giant pumpkins and things. I did have a go at the Gigantamo tomato competition, but I'm afraid my colleague Camilla beat me hands down with that.
Get very quiet about that, possibly understandably. On a slightly more somber note, one of the, two comments were made as I was just coming through the door, basically saying, where are the Bourbon Street roof raisers? I didn't have a lot to say. Actually, we're sending best wishes to them, are we not, Nick? Because they're a bit poorly this year.
they are a bit poorly, and we would love to have them back as soon as they're well enough to come back, because they're a great part of the event, and we love to have them.
But is there any thoughts for yourself?
No, I'm just dying to go back there and have a look at all the shows.
And I've got to ask this question. How does it compare with Chelsea?
Oh, it's Chelsea's flowers, many flowers, so no.
We're going to flowers next, of course.
And gardens, isn't it? I don't know, I haven't seen enough here to see if the gardens. Yes. Oh, we're going to have a look at that, because I'm dying to see gardens.
It's a win-win situation. Let's keep it corporate. Let's promote the Harrogate Spring Flower Show, please.
Harrogate Spring Flower Show, 20th to the 23rd of April next year. We look forward to seeing people there.